This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. This is episode 55 of the Show It Off podcast. Girl, this episode is moving and it really shook me to my core. In it, I interview Petrina Wallace, who is author of Once Upon a Single Mom, a story of struggle, determination, survival, and hope. She is also a goal-setting coach and happy single mama to two little boys. In this episode, Petrina tells her compelling story of being a woman in Jamaica who realized her life was just something she wasn't going to accept. And she bravely steps out into the unknown, moves to a foreign country, and does everything from square one to rebuild a life for her and her boys. Yes, this episode really touched me, and I will like to remind you that, or let you know, that her book is on the Show It Off Book Club readers list, and I included the link in the show notes as to how to connect with Petrina, and I do hope that you take the next step after this episode to order her book and join us for the book club reading of it. I also want to just reach out to you, and I wish I could hug you and say, look, I know that this single mom gig is not easy. I know it is not for the faint of heart, and that it is causing you to pull out a strength within you that you didn't even know you had. But I'd like to remind you that this did not start now. This started when you gave birth to your child the first time. Because our children give us a really special gift. And that gift is to realize how strong we really are. We've always been this strong. We just didn't realize it. Every day we live with these tiny people, whether they be physically with us or just the knowledge of their presence in the world. And that presence gives us a why. Gives us a reason, gives us a drive to do better, to accept nothing but the best, to have a determination to really step it up in a way that we would not have without them. And when I say step it up, I don't mean like that you're not good enough or that you weren't good enough before you do this certain task. No. What I mean is that it's time. I mean, look at the world. Look at the world the way it is today. Everywhere we look, there are reminders that it's time for us to discover that light within us and to shine it bright. To be brave enough to step into the unknown, to expect more. To accept nothing less than the best for us and our babies, for our sisters in the world. The time is now to call in the greatest desires of our heart. And whatever that may be, It's desire in your heart because it is meant to be yours. Whether that be simply an amazing new relationship that lasts forever, that lifts you up and makes you feel safe, or if it's to write the next best-selling book, to start your own business, to get out of a toxic relationship, or to just be the best mom that you can be. Whatever that may be, know that you are not alone. That there is support out there for you. This guest, Patrina Wallace, she has amazing support that you can reach out to her and receive. And I also have built this online community, this online learning resource, the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. And I'm really excited about it. It's just been in its like gathering its sisters phase. And I'm excited for moving forward in its fruition and really offering these tools that I have built for you. I also want to let you know that I have now rebuilt my coaching program geared to specifically single mamas. I've been coaching to anybody who wants to build more confidence, and it's been beautiful. But I knew that I had to speak to what is a fire in my heart, a passion within me. And that is a passion because it's my everyday reality, is empowering single mamas to be, do, and have anything that their hearts desire. I know that that word single makes you feel alone, but you are not alone. To me, single means free. Free to prioritize ourselves, our children, and our goals. And that is why I invited Patrina to be a guest on the show, because she helps us with goal setting. And what I know I can help you with is connecting with your intuition, to letting that be your guide, to getting into the receiving mode, to aligning with the vibration of everything that your hearts desire, so that you can see it come to fruition and it can be a reality in your life right now. So let's start off with this episode, and I hope that you will follow through after the episode and reaching out and getting the support that you crave. Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past. But we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There's nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to be, do, have anything we want. I know we can because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do two things. Number one, connect with me. And number two, have a miracle mindset, a mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected and you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you, and this will get you started.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm so happy to finally meet you.
It's good to meet you too.
I found you from looking through hashtags for single moms.
Yeah?
Yes. And what compelled me to keep touching the screen and digging deeper into your page is your amazing Instagram live videos.
Oh, and guess what? I don't think I do so well on Instagram lives. I have always had a fear of going live. I'm working on it though. I think I'm doing better.
Well, then I'm glad that I felt compelled to tell you that, because I'll tell you why it's good, and this will help you, I think, you know, continuing, because it feels like you're FaceTiming a friend.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the approach I've been taking lately. Uh-huh. Imagining that I'm talking to one of my friends, but speaking in public has always, well, let me not say has always been a challenge, because I am improving. So nice. It has been a challenge in the past, but I'm working on it and I am improving. So I'm glad that.
Yes, our words are so powerful. I love that reframe. That's really, really good. Well, I am really excited to have you on the show, because, you know, what I know is that a lot of the listeners from the Show It Off podcast are single moms, and that they had a plan for their life, and that life that plan got changed. Whether it be through a toxic relationship that they had to leave, or a death of their partner, something like askewed their plan. And now they're in this position where they have these babies and they have this life ahead of them. And they know how important it is to like step in the right path. Yet they're, you know, overwhelmed a lot of the times with stress and heartache and anger and resentment and these dependents of these little babies who they love. So they're in this position where they're like, yes, I want to have a great life for me and my babies. How in the heck do I begin? And I see you as a teacher of goal setting. I see you as a woman who has experience in being a single mom. You're an author who shares your story, and you're also a woman who has accomplished and met and faced some fears and some goals, and you're happily married now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I saw all those things in you, and I thought, this is the woman I want to put a microphone in front of. This is the woman I want to like make available to the listeners so that they can hear your story and maybe get some tips from you as to how to establish some goals for themselves.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Sarah. Let me just give you a back story.
Yes, please.
So a few years ago, I was living in Jamaica. I was born and raised in Jamaica. I was married to my high school sweetheart for 6 years, and we were together for 12 years. And then it ended. It ended. Why I decided to walk away was that at the time, my three-year-old son, we had been arguing in front of them and back and forth, fighting, and, you know, and he came to me one day and he said, "Mom, I thought you said we weren't supposed to use curse words. So how comes you are using them?" Mm-hmm. And that was like the moment I knew that staying in a relationship because of the kids was not doing the kids any good. And so I decided to leave. There were a lot of fears because I was with this person for so many years. We had just built a house. We had a little business going on. We had just bought a car, and, you know, yeah. But
life.
Yeah. We were constantly fighting, and my sons were seeing and absorbing all of this. And I knew that this was the time for me to go. So when I left, I had to go rent somewhere and, you know, paying for a car, taking care of three kids. It was a lot. So I found myself taking out loans in order to service other loans. And that pushed me further into debt. And also because of the amount of money that I owed, I was taking home less than $100 per month to take care of myself and three children, plus, you know, life, the everyday thing that comes with life. Mm-hmm. And so I went to bed nightly, almost every night, with a headache, crying, and because bill collectors have been calling, wanting their money. And I remember my rent, I'd owed so much rent, almost a year of rent, and one of my sons wanted a pair of shoes, and I did not have the money to buy. Mm-hmm. And it was just so depressing that one day when I got my salary, it was 7,000 something Jamaican dollars, which is less than 100 US dollars. And I said, "No, Petrina, you have to do something about this." And I remember one night when I gave my children dinner, we didn't have any drinks. They didn't have any meat. I just gave them, in Jamaica, we call it yam. And I gave them yam and butter. And my youngest, the talkative one, he said, "Mom, where is the meat?" And I just told him, you know, there are millions of people in the world who do not have anything to eat. So let's just bless our food and eat. Mm-hmm. And we did. But that night, Sarah, I cried so hard. Yeah. I didn't have the money to buy shoes for my son. I didn't have money to feed my kids. Debt collectors were calling. My rent was almost a year overdue. And I just was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And one night when my sons went to live with their dad, I decided I was going to take my life. And that never happened, thank God. I prayed that night. I prayed and I cried and I prayed so much. And, you know, I told God that if I woke up the next morning, then that would mean that if I woke up the next morning feeling depressed like I was that night, I would have taken my life. And I had the glass of water and the bottle of pills right by my bedside. But in the morning when I woke up, I didn't feel that way. Anyway, I felt like there was hope.
Yeah.
As I cried and I prayed for over an hour that night, and I shared the story in my book. I cried and I wailed and I was just on the floor just bawling out my eyeballs. And I really didn't want to leave my children behind, but I felt like I was failing them. I felt guilty. I felt ashamed because really your son wants a pair of shoes and you can't afford it. Your children want food and you can't give it to them. Yeah, I was really feeling guilty and afraid that night and the shameful. But when I woke up the next morning, I felt filled with hope. I felt like things were going to get better. And then one day when I got my check and I looked at it, I said, Petrina, you just have to do something about this, because in 2 years, your first child will start high school, and a year after, the second one will follow. And in Jamaica, high school is not free. You have to pay tuition, you have to pay for books, you have to pay for taxi fare and transportation. And so I knew then that less than $100 per month was not going to cut it. No. And so I asked myself, what can I do? And, you know, a lot of negative thoughts came into my mind that you really can't do anything. In Jamaica, there are not a lot of opportunities. And, you know, and then I prayed about it and I applied for an international teaching job where I got through in 2015 to teach elementary school children in South Carolina. And I came. So what I had to tell myself was, my children had nobody else but me. My children are depending on me. And if I stayed in that position of hopelessness and struggling financially and depressed and just overwhelmed, then my children's future will be a reflection of that. And so I want to change that. I don't want my children to grow up, you know, in the same situation, struggling financially. They can't get an education, they can't go to college, they can't live in a good neighborhood, they can't earn a decent living. No, I had to put an end to that. And that's when, you know, I came here in South Carolina, and it was rough in the beginning. It was really rough.
Big change.
Because I had to leave my children behind. Oh. For a few months, you know, to get settled, and that's another story. But we have to understand that our children did not choose us to be their parents. Our children did not choose to be in broken relationships. Our children did not have a say in, you know, their father dying, or nobody chooses that. Let me make that clear. Nobody chooses death, but I'm just saying that at the end of the day, we are all they have. We are all they have. And so even though it is challenging, and even though it is difficult, we just have to step out in faith and do something. We just have to change the narrative. And so one tip that I have for my single moms who may be in the same situation that I have been is to just, first of all, take a breath. You don't deserve what you're going through. You didn't choose it. And you want better. And your children want better. And you all deserve better. So my first tip is that there's always something that you have that you can use to improve your situation. For me, I had my teacher's degree. And while everybody might not have a degree, you know, some people may have a skill, some people may be good at writing, good at telling their stories, good at starting a business, you know, I don't know, but I believe that everyone is blessed with some sort of skill, or they have they already have something that they can use to improve their life. So find out what that thing is. Find out what that thing that you already have is that you can use to improve your life. Another thing I would tell single moms is that you are a superhero. Why I say that? Because you are taking on the role of two people, and sometimes you make it so seamlessly. Sometimes you and I know that we cry and we blame ourselves. But at the end of the day, we take up our cape and we put it on and we step out strong.
Yeah.
And we try not to allow our children to see us crying. We try not to allow them to worry, you know, because we want them to grow in a safe and happy environment. And so I just want you to pat yourselves on the back for the great job that you are doing. And I think I would tell single moms that forgive yourself.
Yes.
Forgive yourself. That is so important for us to just forgive yourself, because you didn't cause all these things to happen. You know, life happens and we just have to face it. It's easier said than done, but forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. And I would say, before you started having children, what were some of the goals that you had for yourself? And I want you to write them down and just try to see, well, not try to see, but everything is possible. Yeah. Everything is possible, because I was drowning in debt. I was drowning in debt at one point. I never thought I could actually be at this place where I can really honestly and truly say, right now I have one loan balance. I owed over $30,000, maybe $40,000 US dollars in debt. Wow. As a single mom, and right now I only have one loan left. I owe a few hundred dollars back home in Jamaica, and it's I mean $100 in US, a few hundred US dollars. And one of the things that got me motivated was the fact that I wanted to save for my children's college education. I wanted them to have a chance at, you know, getting that education that can set them on a path to success. And so that motivated me to really make the sacrifice to pay off those loans. And I also wanted me to be free from stress and free from headaches and free from sleepless nights, where I actually couldn't sleep at night, Sarah, just thinking about all these, you know, these loans that I owed. So I want to tell each and every single mother who is listening that it is possible for you to go back to school. It is possible for you to pay off your debts. It is possible for you to buy a home for you and your children. It is possible for your children to have a chance at achieving higher education and becoming productive members of society. It is possible for you to find love again. It is possible for someone to love you endlessly. And all you have to do in terms of finding love again is to forgive yourself and take away the thought from your mind that nobody will love you again. Because my ex told me that nobody would want me with three kids. You know, that was his way of, you know, trying to convince me to stay. And that's another story. But you can love again. There is somebody out there for you, to love every part of your being. Your good side, your bad side, your sometimes side is there to help you, to hold your hand and walk you through the journey of healing and the journey of hope. And so I want you to just open up yourself to the possibilities of receiving love. I want you to open up yourself to the possibilities that you can be debt free and you can home a home, and your children can be productive members of society. I want you to believe that. I want you to just believe that, because it is possible.
Yes. Wow. Oh, man. Petrina, your story is moving and powerful, and I first want to thank you for sharing it, because wow,
the emotional journey that I just went through listening to this story is nothing short of amazing and intense. I also want to recognize and honor your accomplishment of getting out of that massive debt and out of that emotional pit of despair. Wow. Well done. That's incredible.
Yeah, to God be the glory.
Yes. And I also want to point out, don't they all say that? Don't they all say, you know, no one's going to ever love you like me? Like, what? They go to a school together and they all get a script to say the exact same thing. I mean, it shocks me. Also, right? It's like, what? How do you all know to say the same thing? Also, I thank you for not only accomplishing these things and overcoming these obstacles, but being bold enough and brave enough and loving enough to humanity to share your story and to be that voice. A lot of, you know, I know that what people who listen to this show are from all over the world, and that I'm so honored and grateful for that. It's amazing kind of connection that we can have because of the internet. And I also know that about 80% of the women who listen are in the United States. And so a lot of us can't really even, unless of course we've already like migrated to this place, can't really even fathom what it would be like to relocate in that way and to have such, I mean, I remember when I moved to New York City from Fresno, California, I remember calling my mom when I was like 24 and calling my mom being like, Mom, everything is different here. Like how people get coffee is different. You know, how people get to work, like how people talk, like everyone keeps pointing out that I'm obviously from California. You know, I was such a foreigner in this city. And that's the only thing I can compare. I mean, I moved to this island and that was really different too. It does feel like another country sometimes. But I mean, you really went from Jamaica to, was it South Carolina?
South Carolina.
North Carolina. I mean, I've never been there, although I've seen pictures and I've heard beautiful things, but I've also never been to Jamaica. But I've seen pictures and I've heard things and I'm like, those seem like very different places. Was that just shocking to you? Like, what was that? Can you go back into that time a little bit? Because I'm curious what that was like for you. Like what those differences were that you faced.
I guess before I came here, I did a lot of reading about the community that I was going to. I did a lot of reading about South Carolina. One of the things that came up was racism. And, you know, the community that I was going to work in, it was a majority Black community. And it was, I'll say, quote unquote, a poor community. And, but one of the things that motivated me was I had no choice.
There you go.
I had no choice. As a teacher, teaching in Jamaica for over 10 years, I really wanted the experience of, you know, finding out what teaching in another culture would be like. But at that point, I can honestly say that my main reason for relocating was financial reasons. Mm-hmm. And I had to just tell myself that I had to do it. I just had no choice. And then when moving here and finding out, I'm going to talk a little bit about teaching, yeah. Because that's what I came here to do. It was a little bit of a culture shock for me because in the school that I was teaching, I didn't know that, you know, in my mind, I didn't know that people in America were poor. There were poor people, or let me not say poor. Let me not be insensitive because that's saying poor like that is really insensitive. I did not know that there were people who had struggles then. There were people who had struggles like people, like some of us in Jamaica. In my mind, I thought that America was this first-class developed country with no financial issues and no, and everybody has, you know, what they need to get through in life. And so coming here and realizing that even though I did some reading before, finding out that the community that I was working in was a community where, and I'm trying to find a word where I don't sound where it's not insensitive. But long and short of the story is I fell in love with teaching there, and I fell in love with some of the students. Some of them came from children's homes and or foster care, and they had their own little struggles, and I felt so close to them because I know what struggling feels like. And so going to school every day was a motivation for me. But at the end of the day, the thought of my own children being left in Jamaica bothered me. And I lost weight just thinking about them not being where I am. And long and short of the story is I got them. I had planned for them to be with me in December, but I got them. I came here in July, and I got them in September, which the original plan was December, but I got them with me in September. But it was an eye-opener, you know, my experience in South Carolina. I met a lot of wonderful people. One of my very best friends is from South Carolina. My teachers, the teachers that I worked with, were excellent. And some of the students have become my adopted children, not lawfully, but
yes, I understand.
and we still keep in touch. But I guess I try to take the positive out of every bad experience. And so moving here was a blessing in so many ways, on so many levels. And I am so thankful that, you know, God led me to South Carolina.
Yeah, I just want to point out the stepping into the unknown part of your story, especially relocating, because a lot of single mamas are sitting in that position of stepping into the unknown, and that's really the scary part, and that's the part where they don't feel grounded and clear about. And I want to point out that. You know, it's just that first step that's the hardest. And once you did that, you were like, okay, one step at a time, let me start to get familiar, start to make friends, start to accomplish goals. So I'm going to like take that to segue. You teach women, especially single mamas, how to set goals. Can you give us like a 3-step takeaway or 4 or 5 step, whatever you have in your pocket of how someone listening could say, okay, I feel inspired by Petrina's story. I do have goals. I am stepping into the unknown. What now?
First of all, I'd tell my single moms to ask themselves, what is my current situation? And I tell them, no, ask yourself, what does your dream life look like? What is that life that would eliminate most or if not all of your struggles right now, and you feel like you've accomplished something? And I want you to write that down. Write down what your dream life looks like. And after you've written that down, then I want you to create, you know, your long-term goals or the goal that would take you from where you are now to the life that you want to achieve. And so some of the times it may require that we have to relocate. We have to get out of our comfort zones. We have to do things that we've never imagined we would do. We just have to face the reality that we have to do what we have to do in order to create the life that we desire. And so I would say to single moms who are listening, just take a chance, because taking a chance will let you know that the possibilities are endless. Taking a chance will see you acquiring or accomplishing your dream life, and your dream life is what's going to make you happy. And so look at where you are now, look at where you want to be, and find out what you have to do in order to get there. When you find out what you need to do in order to get there, then you prioritize. What is it that I'm supposed to do first? Should I start, for example, someone wants to create financial freedom, but they also want to go back to school, and they also want to buy a home, and they also want to save for their child's higher education. And so in order to go back to school, because I am a firm believer that, I mean, some people may not be in the position where they can finance their own their studies without taking a student loan or without taking another loan. And I am not a financial advisor, but I would just say, if you don't have to take a loan, don't take one, because that is pushing you further back into where you want to come from. And so if your ultimate goal is to achieve financial freedom, but you want to go back to school and buy a home, the first thing you have to do is to eliminate your debt. That's your first goal. You have to prioritize your goals in terms of importance. And so you have to eliminate some of your debt in order to save money, to save that down payment, to save for college, to save for whatever it is that you would dream of doing. But you have to eliminate debt. It doesn't make any sense for us to want to be financially free, but we're building debt. Our debt is piling up. And so debt is such a stressful thing. It's such a prison for me. I feel like debt is a prison. And the reason I keep speaking about it is because I feel like single mothers, because we don't have an option, you know, being the position that we're in, sometimes we honestly don't have the help and we have no choice, and that's just what we have to do. But here's the mindset shift. There's always a skill that you have. There's always something that you're good at that you can use to generate an income. There's always a certificate hidden in the back of your closet that you're not using, or you haven't been using for years, that you can use to generate an income. And so all of these play an important role. If you're on a journey to buy a home, if you're on a journey to go back to school, if you're on a journey to create financial freedom, it requires for you to use that skill or use that certificate to generate an income, so you have that extra money coming in that can go towards paying off debt, that can go towards paying on your down payment, that can go towards you going back to school. And so I just say that, find out what it is that your dream life is and write it down and visualize it and dream about it and talk about it and affirm it, and just figure out the possible steps that you have to take in order to achieve that dream life, because it is possible.
Absolutely. And I love that you talk about mindset, because it really does start there. You know, I love when I can tell myself, well, Sarah, if you believe that you can't succeed, then you're right. And if you believe that you can succeed, then you are right. You know, exactly. Really, it's that simple. I also remember when I was like 1 month in of being a single mama, and I was taking Gabrielle Bernstein's Spirit Junkie course. It's an online course meant to help you, you know, turn inward and follow your intuition and tap into your spirituality. And it's a really amazing, powerful course. I'd recommend to anybody. And I remember within that, she said something that you just said now, which is the possibilities are endless. And hearing that now, I get empowered and jazzed and excited and curious But I remember hearing that back then and feeling overwhelmed and feeling like almost discouraged by that. I really wanted a roadmap. I was like, tell me what to do next. And it took me time, but I decided I needed to get clear, because once I got clear, that's when my intuition, my inner knowing, the goddess within me would make it really clear of what I was to do or what, where I wanted to go. And my prayer is always, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say? And to whom? And to get really, really curious about what's next, what's the next step. And so I love your prompt of write down, like, no limits, what your beautiful ideal life for you and your babies would look like. And I think that when we tap into our imagination and our you know, just like almost childlike dreaminess, we can get really clear, because that part of ourselves is unlimited. It isn't caged and bound by fear, but rather expanded in the possibility. And when we get clear about that, then it's just like a step-by-step guide. And I love the way you say that, like, what's next? So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, if I may add, Sarah.
Yeah.
Compare writing down what your current life is and comparing it to the dream life you want. Which one do you choose? Because you have the choice. Because sometimes we think that life just happens to us, and the reality is we have a choice. And so what are we going to choose? Am I going to stay stuck in this state of depression? Am I going to stay stuck living from paycheck to paycheck? Am I going to stay stuck being unable to provide for my children? Or am I going to choose a life where I am happy, where my children are happy, where the possibilities are endless, where I can receive love, where I can buy my dream home or traveling the world? At the end of the day, the choice is left to us. We have to choose what we will accept.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I think that that is a beautiful takeaway. And I feel like you've shared so much, and you've really like expanded the visual of what's possible, and created a beautiful like step-by-step guide of what you know, women can do starting today. And I knew you would. I knew you would when I saw you. And I want y'all to like get out your phone if you're not, and get on Instagram and go ahead and give Petrina a follow, because she has a really great page that's filled with tons of free help and really inspirational videos and storytelling and guidance. I know that she offers a free guidance call where you can connect with her and kind of like have like a one-on-one conversation to help you find that clarity and set some goals. So will you share a little bit more, Petrina, before we end, of what you offer and how listeners can connect with you?
I am on Facebook, Petrina Wallace, PetrinaWallace. I'm on Instagram, Petrina_Wallace. And I do offer a 15-minute clarity call for single moms who are stuck, who know deep down inside of them that this is not where they want to be. They want more. They want a difference, but they're unsure of what that more is, or they're unsure of the direction that they need to go in order to get that, you know, that to achieve that more, whatever that more is. And so, yeah, you can contact me there and we will work out our best. We can move you from stock. And and feeling guilty to confident and sure and positive about the life that you desire.
Yes, beautiful. What a great offering. And I would like to add, I hope that you are looking at your Show It Off book club readers list already. And if you aren't sure about what those books are, you can go to the handle Show It Off podcast on Instagram, and you will see the reading list right there, because Petrina Wallace's book is on that list and we will be reading it together. And Once Upon a Single Mom, and what a beautiful story, because I love how, or title, because I love how that kind of touches on how we all have this like once upon a time, like fairy tale ideal, you know, as we walk into our marriages and partnerships. And, you know, sometimes that's not how, like, that happily ever after doesn't turn out with that partner, but it certainly can turn out with yourself and your babies and your future. And I love that you were able to share your story. I'm so excited to read it. And y'all get onto the book club, because it's so much more fun to read with friends. And just like with the podcast, we can learn a lot from other people's stories, these amazing women and teachers who have, you know, walked these paths before us and are holding up their light high so we can follow their light as we enter similar territory. So thank you so much, Petrina, for taking the time to be on the show this morning. I absolutely love you, and I'm looking forward to reading your book and to keep on watching your videos and any other connections we can have in the future.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. It was such a pleasure being here. I enjoyed every moment.
Yay. Me too.
If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's one book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am. And there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Hey, thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast. Thank you for texting this episode to at least one single mama friend you have. An extra thank you for going onto iTunes and writing a review, hitting that 5-star button so other single mamas can find it and receive the support that they are looking for. Remember, if you'd like to get more support, go to sarahfayshoff.com. And be sure to go to empoweredsinglemama.com to sign up for getting more information about the Empowered Single Mama course.